Okay, many of our 10-minute halachashim have been on the most neglected areas of halacha, so tonight's no different. I guess that's the areas you're most curious about. Birchas hareach, someone asked about, whether we should make brachos or what brachos to make, what circumstances to make brachos on smells. So it starts with the Gemara, but we'll start with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simen, Reish Tazayin Sefal says, Asur lehanos mereach tov, ad sheyivarech kodem sheyariach. One is not allowed to get hanah from a good smell until he makes a bracha before he smells it. Avla achra vein sarach levarech klum. But don't worry, there's no bracha achrona on smells, but a bracha rishona you do have to make on a smell. It's halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Chaf Hesef Katan Tezayin discusses what if it's a smell that's mischadish mishana lashana that comes up anew every year, let's say roses or something. So do you make a shechiyanu also, or just the birchas hareach? So he says, okay, I'm not sure one way or the other, so probably you could do without the shechiyanu. But the fact that there's a chiv to make a birchas hareach, that there does not seem to be any dispute about. So let's discuss some of the details of this halacha. Just like in Birch Sanenin on Achila, there are several different brachos for different types of food. In Birch Sareach, there are different brachos for different types of smells. There are basically five Birchos Sareach. There's a bracha of Borei Atze Besamim, Borei Isve Besamim, Hanos in Reach Tov Beperos, Borei Mine Besamim, and Borei Shemin Arev. In what circumstances do you make each of those brachos? So Borei Atze Besamim has to be something that grows from the ground, is hard, and it grows above ground, and it stays Mishana Lashana, and the leaves grow there are leaves that grow out from the branch. For example, roses are a classic example. Hadassim, jasmine, things like that are things that would require the bracha Borei Atze Besamim. Borei Isve Besamim would be something that's soft and doesn't stay from year to year. There's a lot in between. What if something is hard but doesn't stay from year to year? So that's machlokes rishonim, and the Bir Halacha says to just say bari mine b'sam. Bari mine b'sam is like the shahakol of birch sareach. It covers everything when you have a suffix. Something like mint leaves that are soft and last long, you say bari isve b'sam, and that fits in the second category. If you want to smell mint leaves, some people like to, they smell good. Unlike the birch sachila, if you say bari isve b'samim on something that should be atze b'samim. Now, by Birchas Achila, what do we know? If you say Bor Priya Dama, something that's really Peros Ha'eitz, that should be Bor Priya Eitz, by Yotze. By Birchas Hareach, it doesn't work. By Birchas Hareach, it doesn't work if you say the wrong one, the wrong bracha on Bori Isfe and Atze. When do we say the bracha of Anosin Reach Tov Beperos? That's when you have an edible fruit that has a very delicious smell. So you make the bracha of Hanosin Reach Tov Beperos. If you accidentally said Atze or Isve, you might need to make another bracha. It's at least a suffix whether you have to make another bracha, so you got to try to be careful about that. A lot of times also fruits don't really smell that strong. You have to make sure that it really smells a real kishmaka smell in order to be able to make the bracha. If it's something that the smell is very, either it's not ripened fully or whatever it is, it just doesn't have a very strong smell, so then probably you wouldn't make the bracha. It's hard to be magdir, because how do you quantify smell? It's a very difficult thing to be magdir. But a melon, a guava, something like that, that has a very strong smell, you might make a borei nosin reach tov beperos. Borei mine besamim, something that doesn't grow from the ground, or if you're not sure whether it's Atse or Isve, so Borei Mine B'sam is like the Shahakol. If you walk into a room and it smells like a million different things, and you're attacked by this onslaught of smells from all different things, so you can make one big Borei Mine B'sam instead of walking around the room to each item, you know, to each flower or leaf or whatever it might be that's in the room. You make a Borei Mine B'sam on cinnamon sticks, on cloves, on ground coffee, if it smells really good. Is there any better smell in the world? Oh, in the morning when you smell the coffee? So that l'chor is bari mine b'samim. Bari shemen arev is for balsam oil. That's it. Now, some details about birch sareach. There are dinim of kedima in birch sareach, just like there are dinim of kedima in regular brachos. So you would make a bracha on peros before atze or isve, and atze and isve come before mine. Right, so there is that din of kedima. If the choice is between isve or atze, so whichever is more chaviv to you, you would say first. If you have no chaviv, then you would say atze first. Brachos on tastes always come before birch sareach. If you have a choice, which bracha to make first? So a bracha on food that you're going to eat would come before the birch sareach, with one exception. That is, that if you're going to be eating a delicious melon, and as you're eating it, you can't help but smell it, so then you would want to make the bracha on the smell before, right? So that you make the bracha of Las Yasa. Now, what if it's a synthetic reyach? Many of the smells that we have in our lives nowadays are not natural smells. They're synthetic smells. So if Scheinberg thinks that you say bari minei b'samim, bari minei is like, it's the bracha for, you know, it's the shackles. So you would say bari minei b'samim. Rav Shlomo Zalman isn't so sure about that, because he says the initial ingredients that they put in to these smells, none of them smell. The initial, it's just the way the chemicals interact with each other that creates the smell. So he's not sure if you even have a bari minei b'samim, because the raw materials don't have a reyach. So that's a, yeah?
What would he say if, like, let's say you have, like, rose extract or whatever into, like, a rose, like...
So then probably he would, right, then
he would
then
say,
it would probably be different.
Would
he say,
Mina,
that's it? Good kasha.
Scented candles?
Good kasha. Yeah, I don't know, good kasha. Maybe Mina, I don't know, I'm not sure. If it's, another requirement is that it has to be something that's avida l'recha, that's meant to be smelled. It has to give a positive smell, and it has to be there to give something, not just to remove a smell. Sometimes you have things that are just meant to cover up a bad smell, a deodorizer, right? To take away a bad odor. Like a, you know, bathroom deodorizer, something like that, you would not make a bracha. You'd have all sorts of issues of where to make the bracha. Anyway, you don't make a bracha on a bathroom deodorizer. If let's say it's omid la'achila, so if you take a fruit only to eat, so you don't make a bracha on the smell. Now, if you took it because you wanted to smell it too, so you'd make a bracha on the smell. The Chazon Ish says you never make a birchas hareach on a fruit that you're eating. The way to know that you're taking it to smell is if you don't eat it. So that's a good gedder to know. So that's the Chazon Ish sheet, and not everyone agrees with that. But if it's omid achila and it's not really meant to be smelled, and you're not really trying to smell it, then there would be no birchas hareach. Omid the schora also. If let's say the smell is there for a spice store, a flower shop, a coffee shop, something like that. So they're doing it to do business. The smell is there for business purposes, not so that you can go in and smell it, so you can go in and buy it, and then maybe when you bring it home, you'll smell it. So then that's a major discussion in the poskim. Rav Scheinberg says there will be no bracha. This is all quoted in the Sefer Vezosa Bracha. He says there's no bracha because it's omid l'schora. Rav Heinemann is quoted in that Sefer saying that no. If you ask any coffee shop owner how important the smell of the shop is to his business, he'll tell you it's exceedingly important. Someone walks by the coffee shop and you can't, it's just like pulls you in. You know, you can't not go in. So that helps the business. So the flower shop, also the perfume shop, any of these types of things, the smell is part of what attracts the customers and it improves sales. So it's not just only the schora, the store owner doesn't have it just there for schora, he has it there to get you to smell it, because by getting you to smell it, that's what's going to get you in the door. Soaps and cleansers, things like that, are not made lahariach or even lahavireach. So if you pick it up to smell it, maybe you'd make a bracha if you just, you know, pick up a soap just to enjoy the geshmak, the smell of the soap. But otherwise, if you just happen to smell it as you're washing your hands with a nice scented soap, so lahara, you would not make a bracha. An esrog on Sukkot is meant for the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two deos. If you're mariach be esrog shel mitzvah, whether you're mevarich on it or not, so Shulchan Aruch says l'chei nechon shlo lariach bo. It's in Siman Reish Tazayin Sif Yudalit. He says best on Sukkot not to smell the esrog. That's only on Sukkot. When it's not Sukkot, so you do make a bracha. Exceptions to the requirement of birchas hareach is number one, if the smell is not strong enough to really smell. You know, to really, again, very hard to be magdir exactly what that means. You know when a smell is strong, so, you know, but sometimes hard to be magdir exactly what's considered strong. I don't know what the answer is. If something doesn't have a smell, but it's supposed to, you don't make a bracha, right? Meaning if the esrog is supposed to smell, but for some reason it just doesn't, or the cloves are supposed to smell, like they use for Abdullah, but they just don't, well, then they don't get a bracha. It's not totally in the min, totally in the actual smell. A lot of roses that you buy now don't really smell. So if they don't have that strong rose smell, they don't smell like roses, then you're not going to make the bracha. Also, any reyach that's ein lo ikr, you wouldn't make a bracha on. Let's say the besamim box, there are no more cloves left in it, but the box still smells delicious from all the besamim. So that's ein lo ikr, because the original item that caused the smell is not there. So that's Shulchan Aruch Reish Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, says that does not get a bracha. Havdalah, we always say bari minei b'samim, even if it's something that should be atzei or isfei. But ideally, we should use something that's minei, just to make sure that it's right on and that it's totally correct. So that's the best thing to do. That's why the minog is most people use cloves for besamim, because that's a very easy bari mine besamim bracha. When you deal with other things, you would still make a bari mine, but it's best not to get involved. For Abdullah also, it's best to designate special besamim for Abdullah, but if you don't have special besamim for Abdullah, you can take something out of the cabinet and find cinnamon in the cabinet or anything else and still make the bracha on Abdullah. So again, an area of halacha that for whatever reason, I don't know how we find all these areas to discuss, but for whatever reason, maybe people aren't as makbid about as we should be, but it's kedai to at least pay attention a little bit to when we're smelling something good. Enjoy all the hanos that Ribbono Shel Olam put in this world and be able to mevarech him for them.